Cashing in with conversation. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
ESPN has reached a rights deal with the startup Golf League being led by stars Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy. Let's learn more from Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle. Find him on Twitter at Tom Lason. Tom, thank you for joining us today. It's called the TGL Golf League. It will air on ESPN. And what is the most important proposition, the most important part of this alliance here? Is it the fact that you have these two superstar golfers backing the league, or is the fact they're on ESPN?
I think it's a combination of both. You know, the good is that it's Tiger and Rory with a bunch of big investors trying to do something new here. The not so good, though, frankly, is that it's golf, and it's a pretty narrow niche. And I say this tongue-in-cheek, but I think making it full contact with a little defense would really help this. But think Top Golf meets the Drone Racing League. This is going to be played in a purpose-built auditorium, or it's not a stadium, but more of an arena down in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, where a lot of the guys live. And the long game is going to be virtual. The short game is going to be live action, actually, in the stadium. And it's going to be interesting to see what they come up with. And it's going to be interesting to see if they can build audience flow, which is what they're trying to do on ESPN, because they're following the debut is right after the College Football National Championship on January 9th, the second match on the 16th, right after the Monday Night Football wild card game. So, you know, just like any other network, they're trying to build a schedule.
And we've talked about this many times before, and that is live sports and just live programming in general is what is keeping linear broadcast and cable TV competitive in this day and age in which there's so many streaming offerings on demand. And does that mean that the channels will reach out to various sports leagues because they need that live programming? Or will the desire to fill a live programming hole somewhere on somebody's schedule is causing some of these more unorthodox leagues to come to prominence? That's how you get the backers.
Yeah, I think so. You know, and we've seen that to some degree over the years with cage fighting and some of those other phenomena. And yeah, you're going to, I think some spinoffs, some minor league versions or off-brand versions of some of the major sports leagues with big investors like this has, big venues, maybe is it a way to go? Because as you suggest, linear television is really aggregating. It's only real playing field these days is live sporting events. So anything I think that can be invented that has the investing backup, that can meet a schedule, which is going to be tough with the PGA because the tour starts in January, and you're going to have these guys having to fly back to Florida. I know a lot of them live there, but still, we're talking about a lot of back and forth, and on a more robust PGA schedule with more signature events that a lot of the big players are mandated to play in. It's going to be tough, and I think all the leagues are going to face that a little bit, and the real question is, can they build an audience? Is this gimmick going to work? Let's face it, this is going to be a huge display of technology. They're going to be all mic'd up with all kinds of forced jocularity, and we're going to see if golfers' personalities can carry the show. That'll be interesting to see.
Pickleball has come to prominence and has a lot of celebrity backers, primarily because, once again, you have channels that are looking for live content, whatever it may be. Is it actually generating ratings?
Everything shares below a one, unless you're looking at football and the major league sports. So pickleball, you know, I have not looked into that at all, but I think that's a fine idea. It would not surprise me one single bit if there isn't going to be some kind of a streaming event for pickleball. Not just some of the events are being, you know, the individual events are being carried right now, but a league like this one with teams in Boston, New York, Los Angeles, that kind of thing wouldn't surprise me a bit, because I think it gestures at exactly what you're talking about, trying to aggregate this audience and seeing if they can build, you know, some ratings flow through a stronger schedule, things that will pull people maybe from football, and maybe they will watch a little golf with some technology into it. It's an experiment at this point, but based on the trends, which is live sports, our home base for broadcasters and MSOs these days, I think it makes some sense.
And very quickly, Tom, 40 years ago, this is just one segment on ABC's Wide World of Sports, and you watch it only because it's raining and you can't mow the lawn.
Yeah, that's exactly true, and it'll be interesting to see if this is the thrill of victory or the agony of defeat. I think with Tiger and Rory behind it, though, plus the PGA being in on this, and a potential, you know, triumvirate with LIV Golf and that coming through with some deep pockets. This has a chance. We'll just have to see if it can gather an audience.
Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle. Money.